You're listening to the Realized Empath Podcast, where we get real about loving and stumbling through our sensitive lives with your host and holistic counselor, Kristen Schwartz, who helps redefine what's possible for an empath who embraces a path of self-healing.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Realized Empath Podcast. I'm Kristen Schwartz, and I'm here with you as we swim into our sensitivity to unravel, question, and celebrate what it truly means to be an empath in today's world. Today, we're going to delve into a topic that is important, that might strike a chord with you, and one that has been a topic of conversation in my life recently. Beyond the empath stereotype, embracing our full spectrum. So being an empath is often seen through a lens of stereotypes, like never getting angry, always understanding others' feelings, having more empathy than anyone else, or being a constant beacon of calm and kindness. But let's get real. We are beautifully complex beings, not confined to a checklist of qualities, even though those posts on my Instagram might be the ones that most of you interact with. So what I would love for you to do is grab a comfortable spot, maybe your favorite beverage, and let's explore the full spectrum of being an empath. All right, let's start by shattering a few stereotypes. First is the notion that empaths never get angry. I remember a situation where my anger bubbled up and surprised me and also the person I was with. It was during a drive when someone cut me off and my tensions rose, and so did my frustration. So the moment of anger didn't make me any less of an empath. It made me human. So emotions like anger are natural and can be a call to action, maybe a boundary or a spark for change. And what about always knowing what others feel? Truth be told, there are times we get it wrong. Empathy involves connecting with others' emotions, but doesn't grant us psychic abilities to read minds or emotions flawlessly, especially if we have past trauma, past pain, which, let's get real, most of us do have pain in the past that affects how we show up in the present. So acknowledging this can free us from the pressure to always get it right and remind us of the importance of communication. Moving on, the idea that we instinctively know how to help everyone is another myth that needs dispelling. Each person's journey and needs are unique, and sometimes the best help is simply being present or listening. There was a friend I desperately wanted to help through a tough time, and I tried everything I could think of, but nothing seemed to work. And eventually, I realized they needed space more than solutions. It was a humbling reminder that our empathy guides us, but it's not a one-size-fits-all key. And what about keeping our cool? Let's say that's not always the case. High-pressure situations can challenge our calm, especially those involving conflict or emotional stress. I've had my share of moments where keeping cool was the last thing on my mind. This doesn't diminish our empathic nature. It simply showcases our need for self-care and setting boundaries. This brings us to another point. Always being empathetic is an unrealistic expectation. Our capacity to empathize can be affected by so many factors, including mental health, stress levels, even physical well-being. So there will be days where you're not going to feel connected. You're going to feel more disconnected or maybe less capable of deep empathy, and that is okay. It's a reminder that caring for ourselves enables us to care for others more effectively. Now, where this crosses over too is if you believe or if or if someone else in your life believes a stereotype that being an empath means that you have the corner of the market on empathy, or you have the corner of the market on always being kind and putting others' needs first, then it goes to say that, or someone might think that an empath would be loved by everyone, that would be liked by everyone. This is one of the hardest stereotypes to break free from. Our empathic nature can sometimes lead us to seek approval and love from everyone we meet. But the truth is, not everyone will understand or appreciate your depth of feeling. And that's not a reflection of your worth, but rather a fact of life. The key is to cherish the connections that nourish you and learn to be okay with the fact that we can't be everyone's cup of tea. Lastly, the idea that there's a checklist of qualities that confirm your status as an empath is limiting. Your sensitivity, empathy, and the way of experiencing the world are as diverse as you are. I've met empaths who are introverts, extroverts, thinkers, feelers, artists, scientists. The list goes on. What binds us is not a set of rigid qualities, but a shared depth of experiencing and processing the world around us. Let's embrace the diversity within our community and celebrate our differences and support one another in our unique journey. There is no empath club and membership criteria. You're with us if you feel deeply, care deeply, and live deeply, and if you're imperfect. Diving deeper into our empathic identity, let's talk about the positives of labeling ourselves as empaths. So this label can be incredibly validating, right? It helps us understand why we experience the world in such a vibrant, often overwhelming way. And discovering the term empath was like finding a map to navigate my emotions and interactions. It connected me with a community of like-minded individuals, providing me a sense of belonging and understanding, which was very healing. The label can empower us, giving us a name to our experience and making finding resources and strategies tailored to your needs much easier. It's like finally being able to read the signs along a path we've been walking all of our lives. However, with every coin, there's a flip side. Labeling ourselves strictly as empaths can sometimes box us in too. It might limit our perception of our capabilities, making us feel that our sensitivity defines all of who we are. This label can also lead to self-fulfilling prophecies where we might ignore parts of our personality that don't fit the empath mold. We might overlook our resilience, our strength, and even our ability to disconnect when necessary. And labels can create an us versus them mentality, distancing us from non-empaths and potentially missing out on diverse perspectives and experiences. So it's crucial to remember that being an empath is just one facet of your complex self. Now let's scour the overlap between empaths, highly sensitive people, hypervigilance, and neurodivergence. While these terms share common ground, particularly in sensitivity and sensory processing, they bring a unique lens to understanding our experiences. Empaths and highly sensitive people both have an heightened ability to perceive and feel deeply, but not all HSPs might identify with the empathic ability to intuit others' emotions. Hypervigilance, often rooted in anxiety or past trauma, shares the intense awareness of our surroundings, but it's more about a constant state of alertness for potential threats. It's crucial to differentiate this from your natural sensitivity as an empath and an HSP, because hypervigilance is often linked to your stress response. Now, neurodivergence, which includes conditions like ADHD and autism, often involve unique sensory processing and emotional experiences. Many neurodivergent individuals find overlap in their experiences with those of empaths and HSPs, such as deep empathy or sensitivity to stimulus. recognizing those overlaps can create and foster a better understanding and acceptance of our nuanced experiences. What it does is it highlights the importance of a personalized approach to self-care as you navigate the world. In embracing our full spectrum as empaths, it's essential to celebrate your positives. So your empathy, your deep connection, your intuitive understanding of the world. But also, it's equally important to acknowledge the challenges, right? Overwhelmed, the need for boundaries, and navigating a world that doesn't always understand your depth of feeling. So understanding the nuances between being an empath, an HSP, experiencing hypervigilance, or being neurodivergent allows you to better comprehend your individual experiences. It guides you in seeking the tools, the communities, and practices that are going to support your well-being. So I want you to honor the similarities and the differences and then everything in between. So as we near the end of our time together, let's chat about a fundamental truth that binds all of us, that incredible uniqueness of each human being. This theme of uniqueness resonates deeply within the empath community, but its value stretches far and wide, touching every soul on this planet. Our uniqueness isn't just about our empathic abilities. It's woven into the fabric of our being, from how we perceive the world to how we interact with each other. This uniqueness is your strength, a gift that allows you to contribute to the world in ways only you can. Embracing this within yourself is the first step toward living authentically. But the journey continues beyond there. It's equally important to recognize and celebrate this uniqueness in others. When we do that, we enrich our lives with diverse perspectives and experiences, and we foster a sense of belonging and acceptance many yearn for. Let's be champions of individuality in a world that often seeks to categorize and standardize. Let's encourage others and ourselves to shine in our authentic light, embracing the quirks, the idiosyncrasies, and the depth of our souls. Remember, the beauty of humanity lies in our diversity and the countless hues that paint this tapestry of the human experience. As empaths, we deeply feel this beauty, but let's honor it in ourselves and everyone we meet. As this episode now comes to an end, I want to extend a heartfelt invitation to each of you. If you found resonance in our talk today, comfort in our shared experiences, or curiosity to explore a little bit further, I want to invite you to join our community at realizedempath.com. Our website is a sanctuary for empaths from all walks of life where you can find resources, support, and connection. Joining our community means finding a space where you're understood and accepted and contributing to the collective of compassionate souls dedicated to growth, healing, and understanding. Together, we can navigate the challenges of high sensitivity, celebrate our victories, and support each other on our unique journeys. So whether you're seeking guidance, longing for connection, or eager to share your insights, you'll find open arms at realizedempath.com. Let's continue this conversation beyond the podcast, building a community where every empath can thrive. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Your presence makes this collective journey all the more meaningful. Until we meet again, keep embracing your uniqueness, spreading empathy, and remember, you are a vital part of this beautiful empathic community. Until next time. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Realized Empath Podcast. Revisit past episodes or contact Kristen at realizedempath.com. Did you love this episode? Please share it with a friend. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, sensitive souls.